click, click, happiest click. Man I know. He's Daryl Ryder.
Daryl, are you happy today? Because I just read this new report from what Tony Busby, Jane Doe's lawyer, is now saying about pertinent video. I'll give you the opportunity. Do you have any information on this, or? Oh, sorry. He's on the phone line.
It's usually good to punch up
guests. 0 for 2 on phone line. Hi, Daryl. Sorry about that. That's my fault.
Minor problem.
Chatting with you guys.
I do.
Are you at Bronson? Are you sitting out there in Berea right now?
Yes, I am.
Okay, it sounds like you're in the in the Berea zone.
Cone of silence.
I'm in the hallway.
Oh, at least you're in the hallway. Any thoughts on this new? We'll read it. We haven't read it on the air yet because we just got it. But the new Tony Busby, Pro Football Talk, new Deshaun Watson accuser will meet with the NFL. Has pertinent video. Does that mean anything in the immediate future as far as Deshaun Watson is concerned?
In the immediate future, no. I mean, Busby said yesterday on Instagram that he would make the plaintiff available to the NFL for an interview to aid the league in their investigation into this matter. I don't know about pertinent video. Obviously, at some point, we'll find out what that means, but we already know that she was going to cooperate with the NFL's investigation.
We've kicked this around a couple of days. Does there come a time where this team is able, if it decides to bench him for play, just flat out play on the field? Or does the trade, the contract, and everything else, Daryl, I mean, does that just get in the way and that's not going to happen?
They're all in on being in business with Deshaun Watson. I mean, that's all I can tell you. I mean, Kevin Stefanski made it clear yesterday that, Deshaun was going to start this week in Jacksonville. I mean, I can make the case that he shouldn't be starting in Jacksonville. He's got a lot going on off the field, grieving the loss of his father, grieving the loss of his friend and former teammate, obviously, this lawsuit too. So there's a lot going on that's not football related, but Stefanski, the organization, Watson himself all insist that, he is focusing on football. And so we're going to find out on Sunday just how focused on football he's been.
Does anyone want to take into consideration that he had his shoulder rebuilt in a way that no one's ever had before and that maybe it's not 100% healed and it's not where it's supposed to be? Is that anyone taking that into consideration?
Why? They say he's healthy. So go out and play. Go out and perform.
Okay, Daryl Ryder, who watches football the same way I do. Do you think he's 100% healthy?
Yeah.
You do think he's 100% healthy. Okay.
Andy, yeah. I do too, because they put him on the field and said he is.
Yeah. I mean,
I got 231 million reasons to say he's healthy too to get him on the field.
230 million.
Yeah, oh, that's right, too. I gave him the extra million.
You did.
I am so sorry.
You gave him Dak Prescott money.
I apologize to Dak. I gave him that extra million.
I mean, he's been throwing football since April, actually a little before that, but in a football setting.
But not live action against another team that wants to eat him for lunch. Like we saw for the first time yesterday in a year.
The job description.
Sorry, Sunday. Well,
yeah, I mean, it's the job description. So they say he's healthy. He says he's healthy. So, if he's healthy, he should play.
Okay.
Daryl, you and I are on the exact same page there.
Maybe you guys should do a podcast together.
Let's go, D. You and me, baby. All right, so.
Daryl, give anyone ideas.
Wait, can I ask you a question before we even go? Do you have a prediction for this week's game?
Shouldn't that be the last thing?
No.
It's an inside joke, Jeff.
It's anyone that's watched or listened to, it's always game day in Cleveland. Sorry, that was for you. He won't get predictions now. You know what? I'm going to tell you everybody. I'm not going to make an inside joke.
He's a reporter. He doesn't need to give us predictions all the time.
So he asked me at the end of the podcast yesterday, he goes, make a prediction. I'm like, all right. So I make some wacky prediction, 18 to 12.
And then he didn't give one.
And then he said, I'm not going to give one.
Good
and I'm
move,
like, well, why would I want to do predictions with you if you're not going
to
do one?
Isn't it fun to put him on the spot, Daryl?
He's always put me on the spot.
Exactly.
What about his fair play?
That's exactly right.
Yeah, but you can handle being on the spot. I'm much more sensitive than you are.
The offensive line is catching an awful lot of grief. You tell me, was it Dallas's defense? Was it scheme? Or I refuse to say that there are huge problems on the line because I don't think there are. And though DeJuan wasn't great and he's coming back from surgery, he's a pretty experienced guy in 1 year. He started a lot of games last year and did a nice job. I just think they went up against a good defense.
He made a lot of mistakes for a guy that's experienced, Jeff.
Well, Daryl, I get that. I get that, but I'm giving credit to Dallas's D on this.
Well, I asked Ken Dorsey about it this morning. He said a lot of words without answering the question. So, I don't know. I mean, my perception is that, the offensive line was not good. It was not a good performance. But Deshaun was as bad, if not worse. I mean, the guy got hit 17 times. Sack six. There's protection issues, obviously, but two, he's not reading the field. And there were plays down the field to be made that he just flat out didn't see and didn't make. The other thing too is he used to love when teams would come after him because then he'd just make them look really stupid and silly and put them on roller skates with his legs. And then he'd beat him with his arm. He didn't do that on Sunday. That's what makes me nervous because, and this is why I think the game in Jacksonville is going to be a really good litmus test here for Watson and evaluating where he's at because they get after the quarterback too. They had three or four sacks in week one, that defensive front. They get after the quarterback too. They dial up the heat. So, we're going to see how Deshaun improves week one to week two when it comes to dealing with pressure. We're also going to see if this offensive line can, keep him upright as well. We'll also see if the offensive line, namely DeJuan Jones, can line up properly and also not false start. This is a real good opportunity for Watson to show that he still has it and that, week one was just that. It's week one and everybody's overreacting, I should say, for no reason. But again, obviously Watson's got to go out and play well to show that.
What's your confidence level in that happening then this week?
Not very high.
All right. Well, you've laid down the groundwork on that. Now,
what evidence do I have to be confident?
None. Not right now.
Right.
Other than so here's the one thing I will say, because you brought it up about the offside and lining up right. That is a correctable problem from a coach's standpoint, right?
You're 100% correct on that, Andy. Absolutely.
So if they can correct that, it'll be interesting that you don't put Deshaun Watson in 3rd and 9 or 3rd and 14. Situations where you can get something that's manageable to get to a first down, which then changes the whole dynamic of the game and also doesn't leave your defense out on the field for the entire first half and then while your offense only comes up with one first down.
Exactly. So, I honestly don't know what to expect Sunday in Jacksonville. I know what I hope to expect, and that is that Watson comes out and he's better, handles pressure better, makes some plays down the field, right? Gives us a sign of life, if you will. The offense doesn't go three and out six times, doesn't have seven consecutive three play or fewer drives, right? As you mentioned, just one first down there in the first half, not many yards by halftime. I know what I hope to see Sunday in Jacksonville, but as far as like my confidence in actually seeing it, I feel bad saying it, but I don't have a lot of confidence, especially with everything that Watson's dealing with off the field.
Defense okay?
I think so. They were on the field an awfully lot in that first half, sure, as Andy mentioned.
20 minutes.
They only gave up two touchdown drives. Dak Prescott, they held Dak Prescott to less than 200 yards passing, only one touchdown. That for me, Jeff, against that offense and that talent, that's winning football. They had one major defensive breakdown, and like we said about the offensive line, that's correctable. So the only thing that worries me really defensively, where I am concerned, it's health. I mean, you lost two linebackers, plus Mo Hurst, plus Juan Thornhill, the injured reserve. So those guys aren't going to be available for the next 4 weeks. So the depth that they have on that side of the ball is going to be tested now over the next couple weeks. But as far as just like overall play, like I don't honestly think the defense, I know they gave up 33 points on Sunday. Seven of those, by the way, was on a punt return, right? So it's actually 26 points that they gave up. And again, against that offense, only two touchdowns, held them to a lot of field goals. I don't think the defense had that bad of a day. Yes, there were some mistakes, things need corrected, whatever, but I don't think that it was that bad of a performance where, you know, anyone should be really nervous about that side of the ball.
All right, Darrell, we haven't talked about the new Tony Busby story, so we're going to do it when we come back. I just want to ask you this one question before I let you go. Look, as we see, this is starting to heat up a little bit more with Jane Doe's lawyer, who's now saying they have pertinent video and they're going to talk to the NFL. Would it not, and again, if Deshaun is innocent, then I'm all for him fighting and saying this isn't true, none of this is true, and they did that yesterday, right? They said they're looking forward to their day in court. That was 2 days ago. But if there's video and they're talking to the NFL, would it not behoove the Browns and Deshaun Watson to try to settle now and then just deal? And then they probably could settle and say, hey, part of the settlement is you're not talking to the NFL. I'm just throwing that out there that kind of – I just think as a Browns fan, I'm tired of hearing these stories, and I don't want to know what's really going on inside your world. I'll be honest with you.
I don't really want to speculate on anything.
That could be a possibility. They could settle, and that it would change the story. They did that before. Why wouldn't they do that now? That's what I'm saying.
Well, I mean, but you know, Busby said in that statement yesterday after Deshaun came out and said that the first he learned of the allegations was when we all did on Monday, and then Busby took to his Instagram, was like, no, that's not the case. We've been trying to settle this allegation privately for the last 10 months, and also, too, that Watson has been aware that this allegation has been out there since this alleged assault took place back in October of 2020, so this should not be new news to him, and he should know who the alleged victim is, just because of the seriousness of the allegation and the events that took place, that's something he should remember. Again, don't know what the pertinent video is. Don't know the context of that video. Is it testimony of, you know, I don't know. You can't speculate on this. Just, we got to sit back.
That would be, this could be an option. This could be an option to change the storyline. That's all I'm saying. All right, Darrell.
This is the business of Deshaun Watson, and I was under the impression that all this was pretty much
over,
behind us and over, right? Yep. With the original settlements and everything else. And, the question that now has to be asked is, are there any more of these coming? That's the other thing here, too. You know?
All right, Darrell, we're reading your stuff, 923thefan.com. Love that podcast you do. I'm not sure who you're doing it with. It's always Game Day in Cleveland. Thank you, Darrell. Appreciate you.
You're welcome. Can't wait to get another prediction from you next week.
Yeah, I'll get one from you, too, next time. All right, bye, Darrell. We'll see you later. All right, let's come back, and we'll talk a little bit more about this. This new information about Tony Busby and the video in a story that was just released by Pro Football Talk. We'll do that next.